ABC Radio Australia.
Australian citizens will be heading to the polls later this year, but almost 3 million residents won't be joining them. They're not eligible to vote, but visa holders and permanent residents play an important role in elections. And experts say we should be paying more attention to this cohort of the population, as Marion Farr reports.
In her time living in Australia, Anna Kurtz has seen more than a few federal elections.
I've been here since 1998, so I think that's coming up to 24 years.
But as a permanent resident born in Germany, she's not eligible to vote.
It's a bit frustrating because I do take an interest in what's happening in Australia, obviously, and I follow politics.
Roughly 2.7 million non-citizens live in Australia as permanent residents or temporary visa holders. Australian National University election expert Dr. Jill Shepherd says although they can't vote, non-citizens influence elections in subtle but significant ways.
A lot of people know non-citizens. A lot of us work alongside them. We might have family who have come out here who haven't been able to get citizenship yet. And so just interpersonally, that's something that weighs on the mind of a lot of Australian citizens.
She says the experience of non-citizens can shape the political views of their friends and relatives.
If we do see governments and parties really punching down on people who we love, that is obviously a huge part of the calculus that we use when we go to vote.
Anna Kurtz says she'll often discuss political issues with her husband, who is an Australian citizen.
I bring topics home and we might talk about it, or I might be frustrated about something happening, so I tell him about that. So I think our conversations would certainly influence him.
And she's also active on social media.
Topics like whether or not to get vaccinated for COVID or climate change or local issues, I do post about them on my social media. So I think that way I may have a slight influence on others.
And Dr. Jill Shepherd says many non-citizens eventually do gain citizenship.
If they are upset with how they get treated by government, then that will influence elections once they do become eligible to vote.
That's something Australian permanent resident Pierre Araman thinks about often. As the owner of an outbound tour company based in far north Queensland, the pandemic hasn't been easy on him.
You're basically not able to generate any revenue whatsoever.
While the JobKeeper wage subsidy was helpful, Mr. Araman says the Australian government could have done more.
The UK had their version of JobKeeper all the way up until October last year, whereas for us, ours finished in March.
A British national, he'll be eligible to apply for Australian citizenship in May.
That experience over the last couple of years, yeah, that will affect how I vote.
For others, it may be a longer wait. But that doesn't stop Samoan-born Brisbane resident David Filley from having a say in who he thinks should lead the country.
I'm a Labor person, and it's mainly supporting the middle-class population of the country, you know.
It's a view he's not afraid to share with relatives who will be voting in this year's election.
We're sort of having a discussion around who to vote for and why.
There have been recent calls to give permanent residents the right to vote in Australia, but to date, it's a privilege only citizens hold. It's a similar case in many other countries, including Canada and South Africa. But Dr. Jill Shepherd thinks that should change.
I think it's quite scandalous that we don't let non-citizens vote. New Zealand allows permanent residents to vote. I would go even further and say that once you are living on Australian soil for more than 12 months, that you should be able to participate in our democracy.